Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
I was in denial initially. Then when the results came, it was like a shock. So when I got the news, I sort of, it's like a hole I just fell in. I was in denial. So leaving the doctor's office, I just had to find somebody very quickly to just unload. And I found that telling people about the condition helped me.
Last week, we introduced Janet, a lupus patient whose name and voice have been changed to protect her privacy. This week on Healthline, we continue with part two of our look at lupus. Lupus is an autoimmune disease where the immune system becomes overly active and attacks different parts of the body. To develop lupus, a person would have to have a genetic risk and then be exposed to an environmental trigger such as the sun and cigarette smoking. Lupus has no cure, nor is it easy to prevent. The disease tends to affect females more than males and poses problems relating to pregnancy, creating high-risk conditions for both the mother and the child. Lupus can cause preeclampsia and eclampsia, stillbirths, miscarriages, neonatal lupus, and intrauterine growth retardation. Janet was diagnosed with lupus in 2014 at the age of 52.
I'm a person who used to exercise, so I used to go to the gym, but I started having feeling fatigue, a lot of fatigue, and joint pains. So I saw my orthopedic doctor, who I normally see for back issues. So he said he would watch it. I wasn't happy with how that progressed, so I saw my GP.
As Janet's symptoms, a nightly fever, general feeling of being unwell, fatigue, and joint pain worsened, she says her GP grew increasingly worried and referred her to a rheumatologist. Rheumatologist Dr. Keisha Maloney says lupus can target anyone.
Well, anybody can get lupus, any age group, but the common age group that is affected are people in the age group between 15 to 40. Any gender can be affected, but females are more commonly affected, particularly females in their reproductive years. So women are more affected than males.
Though an accurate figure is not known, Dr. Maloney says the number of Jamaicans affected by lupus falls in the hundreds of thousands. Lupus patient Janet says though she knew about the disease prior to being diagnosed, she had no previous family history. Since being diagnosed, she has been restricted in the kinds of activities she can do and the time at which she can do them.
General activity, especially in the daytime, because I have to cover up, because it does affect your skin. The ultraviolet rays in the sun does affect your skin, so I try to cover my skin as much as I can, and that restricts how much I do in the day. I can't do, say, a 5K walk in the day. I can't do any outdoor type activity. I tend to remain inside.
Janet says her situation began turning around after seeing the rheumatologist and taking her medication. She says, however, that lifestyle plays a critical role in preventing lupus flares, which are periods when symptoms show up. Lifestyle is also key to promoting remission, which is the period where symptoms are controlled. Afro-Caribbean and African-American people tend to have a higher risk for developing lupus. Dr. Keisha Maloney, who is also a lecturer in the Department of Medicine at the University Hospital of the West Indies and consultant internist, says in the past 50 years, the mortality rate for lupus has changed as lupus patients are living much longer.
The patient will require significant counseling and they do need to make a change in their lifestyle. And first of all, they have to have changing their diet. So they must avoid processed foods, processed meats. They have to, of course, avoid the sun by all means. They must wear a sunblock with a sun protection factor of at least 70.
Dr. Maloney also recommends that lupus patients ensure they reduce their stress levels, exercise, get at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep daily, get frequent checkups, and maintain a healthy lifestyle. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.